You're listening to New Technia. Generic Ozempic is arriving. The real test is whether patients can afford it. A new Canadian analysis suggests large price cuts could make semaglutide-based diabetes care far more cost-effective for high-risk patients. Canada has approved several generics, but the study models hypothetical discounts, while supply disruption means regulatory approval may not translate into immediate access. For millions of people, the most important semaglutide breakthrough may not be a new medical effect. It may be competition. Generic versions are entering Canada, creating an early real-world test of whether one of the world's most talked-about medicines can become meaningfully more affordable. The 30-second summary. What happened? A new Canadian economic analysis estimates how lower generic semaglutide prices could change access and value for people with type 2 diabetes and high heart or kidney risk. Why does it matter? At sufficiently large discounts, more patients could receive guideline-recommended treatment without imposing the same burden on public drug plans. What is the catch? The findings come from a model, not observed long-term prices. Manufacturing disruption also means an approved generic may not immediately reach pharmacies. Key number. At a modeled 70% price reduction, semaglutide alone reached a cost-effectiveness ratio of C22,$700 per quality-adjusted life year compared with standard care excluding SGLT2 inhibitors. Why Canada has become the test market. Semaglutide belongs to a class of medicines known as glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists, GLP-1RAs. It is used under different brand names and indications for type 2 diabetes and chronic weight management. The drugs can also reduce cardiovascular and kidney risks in appropriate patients, but their price has limited coverage and access. Canadian exclusivity for semaglutide expired in January 2026, years before comparable generic competition is expected in some other major markets. Health Canada approved its first generic diabetes version in April and its first generic weight management version in June. More applications remain under review. That makes Canada more than a national story. Health systems, manufacturers and patients elsewhere will be watching what happens to prices, supply and prescribing when multiple approved competitors enter a high-demand market. What the new study calculated. Researchers used a health economic microsimulation to project lifetime costs, quality-adjusted life years and cardiovascular and kidney complications for people with type 2 diabetes at high cardiorenal risk. They compared several treatment strategies across possible generic semaglutide prices. At a 60% reduction from the 2025 price paid by Quebec's public drug plan, the model suggested that combining a GLP-1 medicine with an SGLT2 inhibitor could become the preferred strategy for the relevant patient group. At a 70% reduction, semaglutide alone became cost-effective against standard care that did not include an SGLT2 inhibitor, while dual therapy was cost-effective compared with an SGLT2 inhibitor alone. The analysis estimates that 1.3 million to 2.1 million people in Canada may meet relevant eligibility criteria. At pre-generic prices, supplying GLP-1 medicines to all indicated patients could cost roughly C$3.35 billion to C$5.31 billion annually. Even a cheaper medicine, therefore, remains a major budget decision when the eligible population is large. Approval, price, and access are different things. Generic approval establishes that a product meets the regulator's requirements for quality, safety, and efficacy equivalence. It does not set the final retail price, guarantee insurance coverage, or ensure that enough doses exist. That distinction is already visible. Aspen Pharmacare received Canadian approval for a generic Ozempic version, but said its launch depends on supplies of the active pharmaceutical ingredient from Dr. Reddy's laboratories. Dr. Reddy's has reported disruption after an impurity issue halted new production, with normalization expected no earlier than late October. Health Canada notes that generic medicines in the country are often 45% to 90% cheaper than branded products. The exact discount for semaglutide will depend on competition, negotiated reimbursement, manufacturing capacity, and the delivery devices used. Before we overstate the result, the study is an economic simulation. It's 60% and 70% price. Reductions are scenarios, not confirmed market prices. Cost-effectiveness is not the same as affordability for an individual patient. Insurance rules, copayments, and availability still determine access. The analysis focuses on people with type 2 diabetes at high cardiovascular or kidney risk. It should not be generalized to every person seeking semaglutide, including use solely for weight loss. Quality-adjusted life-year thresholds help compare interventions, but they rely on assumptions and cannot capture every patient preference or equity concern. What happens next? The decisive evidence will come from pharmacies and public drug plans, actual prices, reliable supply, changes in reimbursement, and whether appropriate patients remain on treatment. Competition may also reveal whether the injector pen, manufacturing capacity, and distribution network are as important as the molecule itself. Generic semaglutide could turn a celebrated drug into a more broadly usable health tool. Canada's experience will show whether patent expiry produces real access, or merely a longer list of approved products that many patients still cannot obtain. Read the full article at newtacnia.com.